The two key characters in our Bible story for today are Jesus and Simon Peter, son of John, more commonly referred to just as Peter. Jesus took him to one side and asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he was referring to the other disciples. Three times he was asked, by the third time he felt quite hurt about it. But three times he responded in the affirmative. Now we might think that in these scripture verses, Jesus is trying to lead us to a greater understanding of Peter's love for him. And indeed, he is. But I hope to reveal to you that these scripture verses also reveal something else. And that is the extent of Jesus' love both for Peter and for you and I. And to do that, we first have to look at the character of Peter. Something dramatic happened at this encounter. Peter's characteristics in faith were so different after it than they were before. So Peter was the leader of the disciples, although he himself admitted to his own ignorance. Peter was one of the a person who would walk the walk in his faith, if you like. He liked to exercise his faith, although sometimes he demonstrated some weakness in his faith. Take for example the time in Matthew chapter 14, the story about Jesus walking across the sea towards the disciples on the water. Peter thought he could do it. He tried, but he lost sight of the goal. He sank, and Jesus rescued him, along with the words, "You of little faith." Peter had feelings. He struggled with forgiveness, and he even contradicted Jesus when Jesus spoke of his disciples' denial of him. Peter said he would rather face death than deny Jesus. And yet, not so long after, in the courtyard of Caiaphas the high priest, under the questioning of a mere servant girl, Peter was to deny Jesus in fulfillment of Jesus' prophecy three times. An unenviable slight on anybody's faith. However, today's story reveals the extent of Jesus' love for him. The crucifixion has occurred, the resurrection has occurred. This is the third time that Jesus has appeared to his disciples since his resurrection. And he goes to Peter and he restores him. And Peter declares his love for his Lord. What happens next? Well, by the time we can read Acts chapter 2 through to verse 4 and the events therein, we see that the characteristics which Peter had, which could fairly have been described as inconsistent and perhaps even fearful at times, have been replaced by great courage, great confidence, great commitment. Now we have a man on fire with his faith, who through the Holy Spirit leads thousands upon thousands to faith, who heals and is more Christ-like, certainly than he was before. Peter's encounter with Jesus that day was hugely significant for him. Peter, that is. But it was also significant in the history of humanity, given Peter's change of characteristics and his leadership of the early church and the beginning of faith in a huge sense with the arrival of the Holy Spirit. But what does it mean for you and I? Now, some interpret these verses as being a commissioning of Peter to in some way be shepherd of the flock, to be Jesus' successor, if you like. And in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 16 we can read these words, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." And that can be interpreted as Jesus positioning Peter as the foundation of the church. However, when you add the words of John 21, a new dimension and understanding is revealed. The charge to feed my sheep should be interpreted in the light of Jesus' other commandments leading up to the time of his death and his resurrection. And these verses don't point to Peter as Jesus' distinctive successor, but actually as of embodying characteristics which are true of all disciples. These verses position Peter as a model of what it is to live out life as a disciple of Jesus. And at the heart of it is Peter's relationship of love for Jesus and the charge to feed my sheep or tend for my children. And when Jesus translates Peter's declaration of love into the charge of feed for and tend for my sheep, he's reminding Peter of the words of an earlier commandment from chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. "Just as I have loved you, love one another." Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." In his charge to Peter, Jesus is reminding him to keep that commandment. Jesus doesn't put Peter, the care of his flock, his sheep, into Peter's singular care. But instead, he reminds Peter, reminds us of what Jesus would have as a characteristic or key characteristics in his disciples. And it's that: take care of my children. Feed my children, both spiritually and, if necessarily, physically. Be an example. Feed my children through healing if you have that gift. And that's what these verses mean for you and I. Who are the sheep? Well, in the context of today, is not everyone deserving of God's love? Especially now, is not everyone in need of God's love? Jesus revealed himself to Peter in a different way in the events of our story today, and part of our role surely in this coronavirus period is to reveal Jesus, but also where we can to tend to his children and to help where we can. In Jesus' charge, Paul Munier, one of the commentators I read, rightly found the fulfillment of yet another of Jesus' farewell promises. It's this one which I will read from John 14. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Jesus loves us.